We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
pump day.
Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it as always. One thing that is not as always is we're going to start the show with a guest. We're going to start the show with an interview. So we'll get to all the normal stuff as we always do. We'll react to that disaster in Sacramento last night. We'll get to what's trending and everything else going on. But one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks has been nice enough to call in off the top here and chat with us. And we want to be some of the first to say welcome to Atlanta to Kristaps Porzingis.
Hey,
how are you?
Well, what's up? Good morning, gentlemen. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's just start with the fit. How do you feel like you coming in to be a member of the Hawks? How do you feel like you fit into this team?
No, honestly, I think it's gonna be pretty smooth. This is my guess, no? But just me being around the league, me playing already on different teams and with different players, I think it's going to be super easy to connect with a player like Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, all these guys. They're willing passers. They want to play team ball. They want to play fast. And I think I'm just going to fit right in.
What was your initial thoughts when your agent or your representation told you that as a possibility you were going to be traded from Boston and then Atlanta was the destination?
Right. So when it was like, obviously I was expecting a trade. This was, you know, kind of known, you know, that Boston is going to have to make some moves. And I was expecting me to be in you know, one of those trades for sure. But I had no idea about Atlanta, honestly, no idea. And what I was expecting was Phoenix, LA, Clippers, or San Antonio, between those three.
Okay.
But then I woke up in the morning, obviously the whole trade happened while I was sleeping in Europe. And woke up in the morning and I saw like a bunch of like emojis and I was like, what is this? Like somebody was sending these like eagle emojis, you know, in the group chats. And I was like, yo, what is this eagle? What team is this? It was like, oh, I was like, San Antonio? No. And then I was like, oh, it's the Hawks. I was like, oh, okay. Interesting. I wasn't expecting it at all. But honestly, I'm super happy when I heard the news.
So you have to try to figure out what emojis mean just like we do. Because we're always watching you guys on Twitter like, what are these guys tweeting about with these emojis? So they do the same thing with you.
Sure.
Hey, let me ask you quickly, because you sort of brought it up and we'll get back to the team and the trade and all that kind of stuff. But we in the media, like when we're covering the end of the run for the Celtics last year, kind of know that there's going to be moves when the season's over. Is that something that gets talked about at all as the season is coming to an end? Are you guys just sort of unspoken? Let's go about our business and try to win.
Yeah, you obviously try not to bring it too much into the everyday stuff, you know. But you know, for example, me and Drew, like we would talk about it because we would know, like, ah, you know, it's going to be one of us or both of us or who knows. You kind of like jokingly we would say it, you know, but of course you try not to think about that too much. You just want to be in the moment, be with the team, play like hard and go as far as you can. But you know, nobody's like stupid and we realized like there were going to be some changes And it's only normal, you know. So it's a business at the end, and this happens. And but honestly, you know, it's for me at least, from my point of view, I'm you know, very happy how it worked out.
What about the fit with Trey? Because I know you've played against him and everything like that. Obviously, being in the East for in Boston and in New York City. But what do you have you had an opportunity to meet, interact with Trey? Obviously, outside of playing against each other.
So I just got here like 2-3 days ago, and I'm leaving already because I have a national team. So I haven't had that much time to, you know, get to know everybody. I've been around the organization a little bit, and you know, met coach, met GM, met the front office people. I met some more of the young guys from the summer league. I haven't gotten a chance to meet Trey yet, but I know from playing against him a little bit. You know, we've talked and stuff, and so we know each other, of course, a little bit, but it's going to be good to get to know him and get to know more of how he likes to play, what he likes, etc. So I'm really excited to play. I think he was the best. He had the most assists last year also in the league, you know, so that's, you know, who doesn't want to play with a guy like that, you know, so I'm excited about that for sure.
Brand new Atlanta Hawk Kristaps Porzingis joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And When the trade was announced, obviously it's before it became official, but when the news broke that the Hawks had made the move for you, and then a couple of other moves after that in the following days, the reaction here was, oh, okay, this team's ready to win now. This team's ready to put the pedal down. Is that how you view them acquiring you?
I mean, definitely. Definitely. Adding me like means, like, you know, there's not no, like, rebuild or something crazy happening right now. You know, they believe that adding the right pieces, you know, it can be something special. And honestly, I've been around, you know, different teams, et cetera, and I see the young guys. I see how also the age group that we're in, and this is the time also that, you know, the young guys get a lot better with each year too. And that's exciting too. And I think the pieces that, you know, Ansi is putting together around Trey, you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting, and I believe we can be sneaky good in the East, you know, and that's really exciting.
Chris, how are you feeling? Because I know at the end of you know, the season last year, you were going through some things. How are you feeling and everything as you get ready to go, like you said, go play overseas?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling excellent. I'm feeling excellent. You know, I haven't felt it since the playoffs, you know, so just getting some rest and recovering has been, you know, perfect for me. And now I'm very excited because I have a national team this summer. And I've always had my best seasons right after the national team, you know, because you're already playing high-level basketball throughout the summer. You're working, you know, you have training camp with the national team, et cetera, and then jumping into the season, you're already in a rhythm. And so, and I haven't had that for a while, so I'm super, super excited about that. And health is perfect, feeling good, and ready to go.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was going to ask what you have found has been the, like, the right sauce leading into a season for it to be successful. Maybe that's what it is, like you just said. But you go back and look at kind of the run pre-injury with Boston. Obviously, that year you had in Washington where you led your, you know, had the most points per game in your career. Is it national team stuff? Is there other stuff to it? Like, what leads to those seasons, maybe some of them being better or even healthier than others?
Yeah. No, I think for sure health. You have to have health. If you're, like, healthy off-season, that already makes a big difference, obviously. But, yes, of course, individual work in the summer, you know, you improve, you know, you can work on your game, but at the end, there's nothing that you can replicate that's actually playing basketball, high level basketball. That's the recipe to, you know, play in a national team and then jump into the season. You already have a head start because you already played multiple important games, and it's just, you can't really replicate that in a practice or even like a pickup game, you know. So That's I would say, for me, that's the advantage I believe I'm going to have heading into this season. I look forward to having I look forward to having my best season so far in my career.
Love it. Well, we know you spent your whole career in the Eastern Conference, so you've been to Atlanta plenty of times. What's your favorite part about the city?
Good question.
And we know y'all stay overnight, too. So,
and you can be honest.
Yeah,
like,
we know y'all stay night here.
It's not just a family-friendly show. You can say it.
You're trying to bring me into something. No, man. I haven't been out too much in Atlanta, to be honest. I went to eat, obviously, in a few places. And even the team kind of, they know I love coffee, so they prepared a little like coffee spot menu, like what I should check out.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to getting to know the city, and it might be. No, it's honestly, it's what I'm happy about is a lot of sun, and it's, you know, nice weather, like especially like during the season is going to be pretty nice. So I'm excited about that, and very green too, which I kind of didn't expect, honestly. And I look forward. I look forward to getting to know the city and getting acclimated with everything.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with the Boston winters, that's for sure. It's going to be much nicer during the wintertime here. Let me ask you one more, because we were talking about this the other day. The Falcons have a tight end who people referred to as a unicorn when he was coming out of college. Obviously, we've heard you called that throughout your career. Do you like that nickname? Like, do you like when people refer to you as the unicorn?
You know what? At first, I didn't like it at all. But then I kind of, I don't know, it grew on me a little bit, you know, and it's, you know, I realized what was meant by that nickname, you know, and it's pretty cool, honestly. It does represent my game in a way, you know. I was one of the tall guys that are able to shoot from outside, play inside, et cetera. It was nice recognition by KD, you know, who gave me that nickname.
Right. Kevin Durant coined the phrase.
Yeah.
One more, actually, since you mentioned it, because I did want to ask you. Like, when you came in, there really weren't a ton of guys at your height, and still aren't a ton of guys, but there's been a few more over the last couple of years, sort of similar type of build, similar type of game. What do you think that is? Why do you think there's more seven-footers with the perimeter game?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think it's always just evolving. The game is always evolving, right? I think, like, now, you know, it's almost expected maybe for all the, you know, four or fives to be able to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, none of the four or fives were like out on the perimeter. It was like, yo, get your butt down there, you know, on the post. Like, but now it's like completely different, you know, and it's almost expected to be able to stretch the floor and all the, you know, guy like Wemby or Chet, all these guys are able to put it on the floor, bring the ball up, you know, shoot transition threes, which kind of look crazy when you're a seven-footer shooting transition three. It's like, you know, it looks wrong, but that's the game, you know, in today. And I believe, you know, obviously I had like people before me, like Dirk, you know, Pau Gasol, Tony Kukoc, these guys that kind of paved the way for me. And, you know, then there's now next guys coming up now that are, you know, incredibly talented.
Well, Kristaps, we appreciate the time.
Thank you very much,
bro. Travel safe back home, and good luck this summer.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Take care.
Kristaps Porzingis there, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks. Nice enough to make some time for us today. And a lot of pretty interesting answers there.
Yeah.
I like the idea of him feeling so comfortable with sort of the national team summer leading into the season. Like, on its face, you look at that and it's like, all right,
basketball.
Be careful, yeah. You know, for a guy that's had a tough time staying healthy. But he talks about maybe that'll help him stay healthy. You kind of never let up.
Yeah, I think the one thing about basketball is the start stop of it.
Yep.
You know, summertime, take it off, doing these things, right, which you earn the right to do and everything. And obviously, that's probably the easiest sport to stay in kind of shape because you can just hoop, you know, and everything like that. But for him to go and obviously it's always a privilege when you play for your country, represent everything like that. But I think, you know, as long as he's healthy and like you said, his rhythm, because a lot of times you got to find your rhythm, and hopefully he'll come into training camp whenever that is for the Hawks. And he'll be ready to roll. I like they gave us the insight of the thought that the whole trade thing as far as where he thought he was going to go and things like that. I mean, you know, Phoenix and was it San Antonio?
I like the idea of him thinking
him and Wemby were going to be teammates.
Yeah, like, that would have been wild.
Are you serious? Like, I mean, that ain't even Twin Towers. That's what would we call that?
That's like bigger than that. Bigger than towers.
Kristaps was 7'4", right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, he lists as 7'2", but they said he measured at almost 7'3" with his shoes off.
Okay.
So if he wanted to, he could probably list at 7'5".
Okay.
He's huge.
He's a big deal.
Like, there's no, you know, like some of these guys, Durant and KG and stuff, would be like, I'm not 7 feet tall.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. We see you standing next to centers. You're seven. Yes. They just don't want to be that because then there's like a stigma about you'd have to be a center or something.
Right.
Kristaps Porzingis can't lie about it. No. The man's 7'4".
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is what it is.
He's a good dude. And I love, like, I saw a special with him and Jaylen Brown. So him and Jaylen Brown are like best friends up there.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen's from here, so I know Jaylen's going to have his people look out for him and everything like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man, it was a good conversation. And, you know, it's exciting to have a player of his caliber.
Definitely.
Biggest thing for him is the health. Because when he's out there, he balls.
Oh, yeah. When he plays, he balls.
Yes, this is all
it's just
about
a matter of when he plays.
I forgot the dreaded Washington, the dreaded Washington year.
Hey, man.
It was good as hell that
he
year.
He balled and got a huge contract out of that. Like, that worked out awesome for him. That's the other thing about this year, too, is like, yeah, coming off national team duty, good. It's also a contract year.
Yes, it is.
So a little motivation there, too. I'm trying to find other Latvian basketball players. Oh, Davis Bertans.
Okay.
Who I think he was traded for at one point. All right, Porzingis. What else you got? That's about it.
Okay, where's it at?
Latvia?
Yeah.
It's over there on the Baltic Sea.
Okay.
Just a little ferry ride from Sweden.
Nice.
So me and him kind of, that's why we vibed. You could tell.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here to kick off the show on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And believe it or not, Jenny, this is the youngest man in Major League Baseball.
Crazy is that. Lawrence Butler wastes no time, swings at the first pitch. This one deep out to center field, and the berm. It's in play, and Lawrence heading to third. He's going to come home. Here's the throw. It's not going to be there in time. It is a home run. Lawrence Butler with an inside the Parker, and that's an exciting start for the Athletics, up 1-0.
What a freaking joke.
What a joke.
What a freaking joke. I'm sitting down, okay, because I turn on the TV. I don't know how I be getting these new alerts that the game's about to start. I've never had them before, so I got to figure that out because it worries me all the time. But anyways, so I'm sitting there, find out Ronald Acuña's not playing. Well, bummer.
Yep.
Well, bummer. All right, whatever. All right, well, it's the A's.
We'll tune in. We'll tune in to
it's
start.
It's the A's,
Andy. Let's see how it starts.
I know the young boys on the mound, Andy.
Mm.
And when I say that first play with the two outfielders who were replacing the starting two outfielders,
Cunha and Harris, yep,
looked like Major League.
It did.
It looked like a little like Major League,
mm-hmm.
And that's why I had to tweet the GIF. Like, what in the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
And it got worse. Now that can get worse than a lead-off inside the park home run, but then You come back next pitch, and then you hit the guy.
Yeah, and he's hurt. He's like a fun, young.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be in the All-Star game. Yeah. I don't know if there's any update on his injury, but it's like.
Then you hit the next guy.
Yeah. Like, then a home run.
Then another home run. It's like.
Then another home run.
Like, damn.
Then they take him out of the game with runners on base, and Jesse Chavez comes in, and it's a grand slam. And if there were any Braves fans left on Optimism Island,
first of all, God
bless you for holding out hope. But that was it, right?
That was
the last straw. Because we said it yesterday, and I don't think we're like makes us smart or anything for saying it, but like. It's been bad. It's only going to get worse because it was already bad.
Why did it have to get worse the night that we said that on the show that morning?
Well, because we're smart, Randy.
We said it yesterday morning. It's going to get worse.
Because we're smart.
And then they played that game last night.
Yeah, because we're smart.
Goodness.
Well, we're not smart because they're starting a 20-year-old who has no business even in AAA, let alone in the major leagues.
Put his ass on Carnival and let him come around.
They did. Yeah. They sent him down.
Yeah, No. Send his ass back here on Carnival. They got a dock out there in the Bay Area over there.
Uh-huh.
Put him on damn Carnival.
Ride him all the way. Does he get to go through the Panama Canal?
Yeah, put him all.
Or does he got to go down bottom of South America?
Well, I was looking at it this morning. Like I said, that's the most treacherous like body of water. That area between the bottom of South America and Antarctica.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's like 600 miles of just.
Yes, yeah,
I don't want to put him through that.
Okay, Panama Canal.
Yeah, I don't want to put him through that. All right, it ain't all his fault.
It was really not. Like
it's
he shouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
But he was, and not for long. I mean, he only lasted one inning.
Goodness.
He did allow 8 earned runs in his one inning, and we are not going to see him again.
He looked scared.
He did. Yeah, he did.
The way he was throwing the ball, he was just trying to just please. Let me get out of this. Or hang it on, please, somebody come get me out the game.
Yep.
And it is a shame because, I mean, I hate that phrase, and it's always used with young quarterbacks, ruin them and stuff like that. I don't think this is ruining the kid, but I don't know the kid.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't.
You know, and so it's unfortunate and everything. But, yeah, that was just a damn disaster last night. Pretty much just sums up the whole damn season.
Pretty much. But, again, like as bad as it's been, it was that bad with – like a mostly healthy starting rotation, and with at that, I don't know, Ronald was back
but
for a while.
It didn't look like, but that was comical yesterday.
Yeah. Again, that's what, unfortunately, that's what's about to be. Like, except for days where Strider and Holmes go. And
maybe, then they won't
maybe,
get no hits.
Maybe L, yeah, right. But then they'll lose 2-1 instead of 10-1.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I mean, there's no such thing as rock bottom anymore. Like there is no bottom. It just can go deeper. And I don't know. Like it's hard to say what the worst it could be. Like Ronald Acuña got scratched yesterday with back tightness. That's one of those weird things. Maybe he plays today. Maybe he doesn't play again until the All-Star game. Then does he participate in any of the All-Star festivities? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just all. It's all awful. Every single day, there's like another thing where it's like, wow, no way. Really?
Yes.
Ronald Acuña scratched from the lineup, and they're down 9-0 in the second inning to the A's, who don't even have a geographic location before their name. You just call them the Athletics?
Yes.
Now, they belong in a minor league ballpark. The Braves do. So that was fitting, playing in that park yesterday. But yeah, I don't know. I mean.
That was just bad, bro. That was bad. Just bad, bad ball.
Yep. Wait till they start trading away the – assets that we do have.
Right.
And those are all in the bullpen. Like Pierce Johnson, Iggy.
That's all you got.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Those
are the only tradable assets at this point. Unless you want to go wild and trade like one of your main guys, but I don't think they're going to do that.
No.
I mean, thank God SEC Media Days are next week.
Yes.
Thank God training camp starts in a couple weeks.
Dude. Yeah,
because the Braves are about to go the way of Atlanta United and not get talked about that much.
Yeah, sure. Yankees after the All-Star break? Ew.
They're not that good this year.
You know who's not that good this year? The A's. The A's have one less win than the Braves. That's crazy. Just if you would have just showed me last night's box score at the beginning of the year, I would have puked.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. The lineup is this? And some guy named Fuentes with a 14 ERA started and was replaced by Jesse Chavez and then De Los Santos. Like, what's happening?
Jesse damn
Meanwhile, they're 39-51, and they lost 10-1 to the A's, who were 38-55.
And gave up a lead-off inside the park home run.
And that wasn't even
– it was an effortless run for him.
I know, and it was an Atlanta guy, too.
Effortless.
Westlake, I think, right?
Yeah.
South Fulton.
So good, you know, his mom and him was up watching him?
Sure. Sure. What was one other thing I was going to add on top of that? Oh, it wasn't, and that wasn't even the coolest inside the park home run of the night last night.
I know.
Night. There was a walk-off inside the park home run in a different game.
Awesome. So, awesome.
All bad. All bad. All right. Let's go from that to this. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about, actually, we'll break it up for a brief minute with some other stuff that's actually news. Georgia announced he was going to SEC Media Day. Speaking of that, seemed like people didn't think Gunnar Stockton was going.
I thought, you know,
I always thought he should, and he is going.
It was I was listening to my man Jacob Hester the other day. They were talking about who was going to be at the SEC Media Days, and he made a point of like some coaches just didn't want to bring the quarterback because they didn't want to have them out there having to answer the question. But it was more or less the new guys that like the kid from Penn State that transferred to Missouri and guys like that. It just didn't want him up there like that. But
that would make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense, more sense. Gunner's a damn quarterback. He's a starting quarterback.
They haven't announced that he's a starting quarterback, but he is the starting quarterback.
Yeah, never mind.
I think this is his announcement, right?
No.
You don't bring him to SEC Media Days if he's not the starting quarterback, do you?
I don't. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
But, you know, who knows how Kirby operates?
How weird would that be?
You know how Kirby operates, man.
Puglisi is going to be starting.
Yeah, you never know, man.
Daylon Everett and C.J. Allen also going
to
be there.
Your two best defenders.
Yep.
Your two best defenders. So, yeah, cool. Wish we get to talk to him, but, you know.
We're not going to be there that day. You never know. Garrett.
Garrett's a hustler.
Garrett's a hustler.
Garrett is a hustler, man.
He might get us. The hard part is when we're there, you can just yell at Kirby, and then Kirby comes over. He's like, oh, obviously I'm going to talk to Randy, but when you're not there – I don't know. Maybe I could see us getting to talk to C.J. Allen.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, I know Garrett's out there listening. Do your job. Get on it. Get on it. Get on it.
Do you think being engaged?
He's barely running. He slid and rubbed it in. He didn't have to slide.
No, he slid for fun.
He slid for fun.
He slid for fun.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta slide just to stop.
Yeah, you don't want to. You know,
he
slid pull
for
up.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
He slid for fun.
Left
just
hand
so he
contusion.
Could
lay down. He said he got a left hand contusion. The guy he hit.
I really hope that guy's okay because he was going to start the All Star game. That shortstop.
That's the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the young shortstop from the A's. It's like Fuentes, like, you know, not only is he out there just getting smoked, he's also hurting guys, hurting young fun players.
Player.
Yeah, he's a danger to himself. Yeah. Let's skip the cousin stuff. We'll get back to it in the NFL No Huddle maybe. And we don't have time for anything else anyway, so that's what's trending.
Yeah.
Anse Saleh did talk to the media yesterday, some of the introductory press conferences, so we'll play that throughout the show. If you missed our interview with Kristaps Porzingis, he was on with us right off the top at 11 o'clock. That's fun to talk to him.
There's Garrett right there.
Oh, what's Garrett got to say?
He's
going to
work
himself?
His magic. He's going to work his magic.
I can work some magic.
There,
so what does that mean? Kirby?
Garrett is like he's in the scrums. He likes scrums more than Joe.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
You hear that, Joe?
Yeah, he likes scrums more than Joe Patrick.
So. Garrett Chapman more comfortable in the scrum than you? Huh.
According to who?
According to Randy. He just said it.
How dare you, Randy?
How dare you? How dare you? No offense, but like talking to Daylon Everett's not magic. That'd be fun. If we talk to Kirby, that's magic.
Really? You're just going to just all over him. Just.
No, there's nothing wrong. Like, I would love to talk to those guys, but like, those guys are just players for the team. Like, if we talk to Kirby, that would be magic. So if he's going to work magic, we'll talk to Kirby. That'd be wonderful. All right. A little college football news and notes next. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? We'll do something fun. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be phenomenal. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Probably more folks have had an opportunity to watch more of that quarterback show on Netflix now that season 2 is out. I know we reacted to a lot of the Kirk Cousins stuff yesterday. Got one more Kirk Cousins clip to play in 20 minutes. We'll get to some other NFL news as well. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to the back page at 12:40
Bo,
as well.
Bo, you got to college football yet?
I do not have it yet.
Okay. I know I saw it came out.
I think
out.
Early release is going on right now.
Okay. Yeah. I know Zay was talking about it and everything like that. It's supposed to be – because we were talking – I don't think we mentioned it. Who's not on it? Like Bill Belichick's not on it. Deion's not on it.
Oh.
And then everybody's getting up in arms. And it's like quite a few coaches that – aren't on this thing. Like
I didn't
Mario
know that.
Cristobal.
What's that about?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Is it like they're not getting compensated properly for it or what?
I would imagine it's probably something
probably
like
some
that.
Kind of compensation for
so
it.
So like some coaches are and some coaches aren't. They just opted out of being in it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's very interesting, man. It's very interesting. But I know because I saw that the new 2K came out and they got Shea on the cover.
Makes sense.
Melo's on the cover. I guess they got like three different covers. And then
– like. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And then Angel Reese is on the WNBA cover for the game.
Makes sense.
Keep winning, girl.
Yeah.
Keep damn winning.
Didn't she just set the record for 15-plus rebound games in a row?
I don't know.
I believe she did.
Okay. Just keep winning.
She set the record and then extended it.
I saw her shoes drop today, too. Just keep winning, young lady. Keep winning. But no, because they say, like, you got to, like, set up this whole dynasty mode, and you got to, like, before you can play a game, you got to set up all this crap. I think that's
only if you're going to play that mode.
That's what he was trying to tell me. I was like, what the hell?
There are several different game modes you can play, including the one where you start out as, like, a walk-on or a five-star recruit. You don't have to do as much with that one unless you want to go into detail with how you create your character, like, make it look like yourself and whatnot.
Okay.
So.
It sounds really fun.
It sounds fun.
Like, just time consuming. Exactly. And those are sort of my reactions to it. What I think about it is like, man, if I would have had that kind of stuff when I was a kid, I understand why people just play it.
Yeah, man.
Like, I understand why you get sucked into it and you just play it. And all of a sudden, before you know it, like, you're an indoor kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. Like, but it's crazy.
The video games were fun when we were kids, too. But, like, you didn't have all that kind of stuff.
But you just sit on a chair, right? They got game like I got set up to the gaming chair. He wanted a game chair, fine, whatever. Got it for him. It came on Saturday. Came in late Saturday, right? And so it's in, the box is kind of heavy and everything. So yesterday Monday when I walk in the house because it came Monday. Monday as soon as I walk in the house, hey Dad, you can put the chair together. I'm like I just walked in the damn door. Better leave me alone. And so
he's got to be getting pretty close to being able to put stuff together.
And there we go. And so yesterday when I was leaving for work, I texted him. I was like, you know, make sure you do this. You got your chores and all that stuff. And then he said to me, he's like, I'm going to put the chair together. I was like, whatever. Got home yesterday, put the whole damn chair together.
Yeah.
And it's sturdy. I went and got in, leaned back and all that and everything.
Testing his craftsmanship.
There you go. I was like, so proud of him. I was like, hell yeah, dog.
Yeah,
good for you. Good for you, dog. Now, he don't got no game, the game on, but he got a gaming chair.
Huh. So he just sit in it and rock?
Yeah, man. Yeah, dog.
It's like, that's just a low rocking chair if you don't have a game.
Man got a gaming chair and a gaming table.
And no game.
Got a Switch that he plays with on the thing, but no, not no PS5 and all that stuff.
Oh, that stays it. Stays at grandma's house.
Yeah, that's
right?
At grandma's house. Okay. Yes, that stays at grandma's house. And don't think that they try to sneak it back up here. When we were gonna make me and Donna were gone, he tried to be slick and thought he was gonna sneak it back up here, but you know, daddy's kind of smart. Had to give mama a heads up because I already knew what he was going to do.
Of course.
I already knew he was going to try to sneak that damn game up here. But yeah, no, mama caught him and everything. But yeah, I was so proud of my dude, man. Put together the whole chair. And his mama said the table. I was like, damn, dog. Let me break something else around the house.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with doing that, though, is now it's like, all right, put this together then.
Yes. And it's amazing.
Just here's the book of instructions. Now you're the put stuff together guy.
No instructions.
Oh, really?
YouTube.
Oh, great.
Yes,
Even better.
Yes,
they YouTube. Walk you through
it. They watch a YouTube video, and it just walks through everything.
You could learn anything
You can learn
YouTube.
Anything
you really
on
can.
YouTube.
I replaced the motor in my car window.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
just watch it on YouTube.
Didn't it go out in the summertime, too?
Both of them went
both
out.
Both of
them went out. One of them went out, like, the week before our wedding.
Yeah.
I was like, I probably better fix that.
Right.
And then the other one went out, I don't know, in the summer.
Okay.
You know what went out? Was the AC at my house?
They fix it
yesterday. Yeah, shout out. Let me get the proper shout out here, because the man came over and handled his business in short order. Like he was in and out.
What was wrong?
Alex did a great job. I don't know, like the starting thing broke or something. It was like the most common issue that HVAC systems have when it gets really hot like this. Whatever the thing is that leads the compressor to kick on the cooling coils and all that kind of stuff. It broke. And he was like, it's really normal. It costs this to fix it. I've got 10 of them in the van. You want me to do it?
I was like, hell yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Do it immediately. It's 82 degrees in my house right now.
Dude.
My family's not home yet. I would love it to be cool when they get home because trying to get a 2-year-old to go to bed in an 82 degree house
ain't
is fine. No bargain.
Ain't
so yeah, shout out to Alex for getting in and out on that.
Way to go, Alex.
Well done.
What are we going
to
do now?
I don't know. Nothing. We could do some college football since they announced all the guys that are going to the SEC Media Days. We said, again, Gunnar Stockton's going to be there. Dalen Everett, CJ Allen from Georgia, which is great. Those are all guys that you want to talk to. Alabama not bringing their quarterback?
Well, that's what I was saying before.
First-year quarterbacks?
I mean, you look at all these quarterbacks that are on these teams, all these first-year quarterbacks for these squads. And so why put them up there? And technically, Gunnar Stockton started two games. Well, no, I'm sorry, started one game.
Right.
But, I mean,
played six quarters of playoff football.
Yeah,
but he's the starting quarterback.
Yeah, he's the starting quarterback. And these guys, I don't know who's going to be the quarterback at Alabama. I think it's going to be Ty Simpson.
It sounds like it's going to be Ty Simpson. But then there's a young guy who's probably going to push him in camp.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you got different scenarios, different situations that you want to put these kids in and everything. It was always a thing there, you know, it was always a big deal when you were chosen as a player to go.
Yeah.
But it's a different time now.
It's got to still be a big deal, wouldn't you think?
I think it would be. But, you know, it's not one of the things where you ask to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always one of those things where a coach usually picks – it's usually a senior. Mm-hmm. That's how it was when I was in school. It was a senior or a captain or something like that would usually go. But now, I mean, it's just a different time now.
In Kirby's tenure, I know it's been a bunch of different guys but they tend to have an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
There isn't an offensive lineman this year, and I understand why. Because not any, like, returning upperclassmen leadership position offensive lineman.
Right.
Which is obviously a big part of the question marks regarding Georgia's offense going into next year. So that's Tuesday. Georgia is there Tuesday, as is Texas. And Arch Manning's going to be there as well. I mean, that's the one, right? Like, that's the Beatlemania.
Oh, yeah.
That, I know Kirby's sort of the new Saban in terms of, like, what's he going to say, what's he going to talk about, all that kind of stuff. But, like, Arch Manning coming to town for SEC Media Days is going to be the most hoopla, which I get. His name's Manning. He's the starting quarterback for Texas. We've seen glimpses of it. There's a lot of hype for him, and there should be. Like, there should be hype for him. I kind of, like, if I'm Gunnar Stockton and I'm Georgia, I don't mind at all being under the radar. They're still going to be a top five team.
Yes.
We talked to Brandon Adams about it yesterday. Like
the
expectations are there as they always have been and always will be under Kirby. But the hype and the attention and all the whatever you want to call it, like the headline clickbait stuff, it's not there.
No, it's not.
You're one of the best teams in the country, and you get to fly under the radar.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that's always it's a good thing. I was curious because, you know, when Nick was here, Nick Saban, you know, it'll be Alabama Day. Is that still that feeling out? I wonder with that fan base as far as, you know, Kalen DeBoer, is it still the hoopla and everything like that? I'm just curious about that. But it's Big 12 media day, too, and I had read you this quote, and it was so interesting because Kenny Dillingham, who is the Arizona State head coach, and they were talking, you know, obviously they're talking to coaches, and he said basically what he was talking about with college football, he said, summed it up like this, a modern college football this way, to Pete Thamel, this is what he's saying, this is what he said to him, recruiting is dead, retention is alive. And which meaning that, you know, it ain't about going. I mean, obviously, you got to get these kids. That's why I was talking about the college football game. You got to go out there and get these kids. But more importantly, you got to keep your guys nowadays. I mean, I don't think 10 years ago, you would have told me that you got to double recruit. You got to recruit the guys to come in and recruit the guys to stay.
Right. My question, though, to him is how can you retain them if you don't get them in the first place? What do you mean recruiting's dead? You got to get them there before you can keep them there.
Yes.
Right?
Well, yes. He says, it's not about recruiting. I don't care if we're ranked dead last in recruiting my entire career. Who knows? It'll be like if the draft was 1 year and then half of your draft picks leave. So it's all about retention now. That's my entire thing.
Right. And that's fine. But again, if you don't recruit good enough guys, you can. So if you recruit poorly and then retain those guys, you're retaining
poorly. But
you
look at Arizona State. Arizona State is a recruit develop program. Meaning,
and hopefully land a transfer.
That's where they are now. You know, they're not really going. You don't see a lot of 5-4 whatever Definitely. Going to Arizona State. That's more or less a 3, maybe a 4 here and there. But you're more in the development.
I don't know. I think that's what you say when your recruiting ranking is bad.
No,
you know what I mean.
I just.
I think he's right that retaining your roster is as important as it's ever been.
There's certain schools that don't get those guys,
and that's how
I view them as they're more of a get develop guy. Kirby is a get those guys
right,
and
but it sounds like he's trying to say that's college football. Period.
Oh no, it's not.
Like, let's ask Kirby if he thinks recruiting is dead.
Yes,
because that's all they've been doing for the last 2 months, and they've been knocking it out of the park.
It's been more Go Dogs this summer.
Yeah.
That I've seen in a while.
Again, that's a nice thing to say when you have a bad recruiting ranking and you want to make your fan base feel better.
Yeah.
But if you're not getting good guys in there and you're retaining not good guys, then you're going to get fired.
But does he view it from a standpoint of last year was a one-off?
He doesn't, but it was.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, let me say this. I don't want to go too far.
Like, I mean, the quarterback's coming back.
He's a really good coach. And Sam Levitt's coming back.
Yes.
Obviously, losing Cam Scataboo is a really big deal. Like, that dude burst on the scene last year in a way that most didn't expect. I think the Giants drafted him. Yeah, I think that's right. But what a fun player to watch he was throughout that season. I think he's a good coach, and as long as he's there, they'll probably be pretty competitive. I also think going to the playoff out of the Big 12 is one of the easier paths.
I agree.
So, and again, not to take away from what they did last year. They had a really nice season. I think
they played the hell out of the Ohio State game.
Dude, they gave Texas all they could handle. Yeah. They took them to overtime.
Yes.
I think Dillingham is probably not there for very long. I think he probably is a guy that gets a bigger job over the next couple of years. No offense to Arizona State, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He maybe finds his way to the Big Ten or the SEC. I don't know about the SEC, but if Lanning is ever to leave Oregon, that's where Dillingham came from.
Right.
That was sort of his path.
Yes.
So maybe he would go back there. But yeah, I think as long as he's there, they'll probably be in the mix. I think the Big 12 last year could have been won by 5 different teams.
I agree.
I mean, Colorado was in it late. BYU was in it, obviously.
Where are they going to be at? Because they're really good quarterback. We saw what happened to him.
What did happen to him?
I don't know, man. I don't know them rules of BYU. He was being a college student.
He had sex, right, and got caught?
Yeah, but I'm saying.
So then BYU was like, we don't do that around here.
That's not how we get down here, mister.
Because what the announcement was, the guy's name is Jake Retzlaff, and he's a good player, man. He's a good player.
Good player.
He was suspended indefinitely because of a breach of, like, the code of conduct, which could be anything, but I just assume because it's BYU that he had sex with somebody and they found out.
Yes. But, I mean, I don't want to make fun of any religion because that'll get me in trouble. But at the same time, you think he the only one up there? You ain't going to tell me. Just like you ain't going to tell me that it ain't going down up there, man.
I mean.
You can't tell me.
It has to be.
It has to be.
What else are you doing?
What are you doing in college? I mean, have you been in that place? What's it called? Provo?
I've never been to Provo.
Yeah, provost. It don't seem like it's nothing to do but that.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever. You got to sign a contract? Like,
Yeah, you do.
Absent contract?
Do you? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a code of conduct.
But does it
that's in it.
Does it have it in it?
Yeah.
And you got to sign it.
Yeah, to play for sports for BYU. Remember when Jimmer Fredette was there and they were like, they were making a decent little run towards the NCAA tournament and one of like his second best teammate got kicked off the team for the same thing?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. That, don't let them catch you. Oh, you got to be sneaky.
Bunch of snobs.
Bunch of snobs. It's just Mormons. I don't think they're snobs.
It's college.
They're adhering very closely to the to the rule of the Book of Mormon, whatever it is.
Because I go back and I think about all the BYU players. Like, what was Jim McMahon like up there?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You think he wasn't drinking
What was Jim, what was all that other stuff? Jim McMahon like at BYU? Yeah,
of course he was.
Yeah, man. But yeah, but I mean, he's a good player. So
Sark was the quarterback at BYU.
Okay. Okay? And we know what Sark went.
Sark was.
Yeah.
Sark's been Sark for a while.
he just didn't get that way.
No.
Coaching ain't make Sark, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Sark was doing just fine when he was up there in Provo. That's the thing is, I don't know how you get caught for it. You know?
Somebody
just doing it in the quad?
Yeah, it's
like, come on.
Telling.
Clean it up, Jake.
Yeah, it's my telling.
Here's what I'll say. I'll take him.
Oh, dude.
Jake's a baller.
He's a good damn
player. Take him at my school.
Who's your quarterback?
We got a nice young guy named Damon Williams,
okay,
who people think he's like dual threat athletic.
Okay.
I don't know. He played at the end of the year, played in the bowl game, and looked pretty good. He was really young last year, so it was hard to really say, but people are high on him.
Okay.
Running back Jonah Williams or Jonah Coleman? Their running back is supposed to be really good, like one of the five best running backs in the country.
Okay. I'm just curious. Oh,
I'm sure he'll be at Big Ten Media Day when they do that.
Yeah. When is Big Ten Media Day?
Not sure. Okay. Still haven't caught up to the calendar yet.
I mean, have you caught up to the fact that you're
Jonah
Big Ten?
Jonah Coleman.
Are you a Big Ten guy yet? You still can't?
I don't think we'll be in the Big Ten for very long.
Really?
No. I think everything's going to change in the next 5 years.
They go back to the pack?
No. I think they'll go to the giant thing that everyone's going to go to, and then it'll be broken up regionally.
Okay.
They'll be in the Western division of the college super conference.
Sweet.
I think that's what it'll be.
I mean, I have to believe that it's going to happen because, I mean, again, I was talking about when Fricky and Chuckery and Goforth always trying to convince me that they were going to go to that. I was like, they're not going to first I was like, they're not going to play no players. Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
They're not going to no damn playoffs. Playoffs it is.
12, 16 maybe before this year starts.
They've always said the Super Conference.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
The funny thing is going to be when they go to the Super Conference, it's just going to be all the Power 5 teams, and then they're going to split them back up regionally.
Yes.
So it's kind of going to be the Pac-12.
Yeah,
except for they're not going to call it that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.